40. 40 is the average age of a Viagra customer. It's because your sex drive has changed. You don't think it is. You think you're still a stallion. Then one night you're sitting on the couch, you got your girl sitting next to you, and you go, you know what I'm thinking? I'm thinking I could go for a little sex right about now. Yeah. Yeah. Ooh, ooh. But I think there's cake in the fridge. And you choose cake. You don't know when there's gonna be more cake. Cake has an expiration date. When you're in your 20s, you'll have cake and you'll have sex. You'll have cake while you're having sex. Take those little icing roses and put them on her nipples. It's fun. Then you're in your 40s and you find yourself saying things like, what are you, stupid? We just had nachos. Actual conversation I've had in my house. We can't have sex, we just had nachos, idiot. Even Mexicans don't have sex after nachos. Yeah. In your 20s, you'll have nachos and sex, right? In your 40s, you make that mistake one time. One time! You go out to dinner, have some big crazy meal with cheese and grease, right? Maybe go to the movies, get some popcorn, right? Butter all over it, everything's great. You get some ice cream on the way home. Yeah, it's a night out. You get in bed, you're just laying there, you're flipping the channels, watching TV, right? You didn't think anything was gonna happen. You're just playing around, you're just being fun, you're just being cute, making her giggle. You start kissing her ear, because she's ticklish. That makes her laugh a little bit. Right? You start kissing her ear, then you start kissing her neck, right? But you know that kind of gets her turned on a little bit, right? So something might kind of happen here. You start kissing here, then you start kissing there. You start moving down a little bit further. You start moving right down to here. You start moving this way. You start pulling down on her bra and sucking on her nipples a little bit. She starts getting turned on. The way the perfume collects right there in her clavicle gets you turned on. She's grabbing at your shoulders, maybe scratches your back a little bit like that, pushes you down a little further. You pull down on her underwear and she pulls up on her hips, and now you know it's gonna happen. That's the go-ahead right there. Every guy knows that. But here, now you're scratching at her sides and she's grabbing you and she's massaging your shoulders, maybe pulling at your hair a little bit. You're flicking your tongue around her navel. She's pushing you farther down, pushing you farther down. You're getting all into it. You're so hot right now for each other. You can feel it. It's just like when you first met, the first time you ever did it. You get your mouth right around belt level and her stomach goes. And you say, maybe we won't have sex tonight. Because it sounds like you're about to paint the bed.